This podcast is brought to you by the Diamond Alternative Earrings from Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. Get a stunning 1-carat diamond alternative pair for only $79 from Eden Pure's sister company, Lindenwold Fine Jewelers. This offer is only good for this week. Go to diamondxl.com and save $120 with code word Howie Diamond. Shipping is free.
Yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I want to circle back to the conflict that's brewing here, really spilling out into the open between former President Donald Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
I don't want to hear about Ron DeSantis' people said about Trump and Trump's snarky truth. So it's all irrelevant. That's a bunch of high school kids.
In your face, camel cake!
In your rear, cow derriere.
Lying, crying, spying, prying, ultra pig!
You lewd, crude, rude, bag of pre-chewed food, dude.
I think what you learn is all that's just noise.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Did the FBI have confidential human sources embedded within the January 6th protesters?
Well, Congressman, as I'm sure you can appreciate, I have to be very careful about what I can say about when.
Even now, because that's what you told us 2 years ago.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Again, I had to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American people no?
I can't say no.
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 978. I'd be very curious to know if those unsolicited ballots went out evenly between registered Republicans, Democrats, and independents, or if the ratio was skewed from the beginning. Well, didn't we have a caller yesterday who said that he knew someone in Connecticut, or he had some relatives in Connecticut, and one was a registered Democrat. They got 10 ballots. The other was a registered Republican, zero. I'm going to say that's anecdotal and that's an urban legend, but I'm going to guess that the predominance of ballots went out to registered Democrats or to places in, say, public housing projects or nursing homes. I'd say you're going to get a higher percentage of Republicans in trailer parks just by judging for the fact I've never lived in a public housing project. I have lived in a trailer park. That's just me, you know? I don't know how they're the best thing to do would be not to pass out any mail-in ballots unless you asked for one. And I don't mean just sending in a postcard, you know, signed by your local teachers union business agent. I mean, you know, you have to go down to the town hall or city hall, and you have to get an agent or a guardian go down there for you. I mean, is it asking too much to have honest elections? For Democrats, I know it is. I know the answer is yes. But, you know, we have to get control of it or there's not going to be anything left. And there's not going to be anyone to defend Democrats in the armed services, too. If you make it this crooked as it's beginning to seem, people are going to just walk away. There's going to be just like in authoritarian countries. All right, 844-500-4242. Right now, it's time for the Chump Line.
Breaking news, it was the Italian satellites that stole the votes from Kerry Lake, called Operation Mamma Mia.
Come on. That's dumb.
SBF is some happy he gave that extra 10% to the big guy.
40 million bucks. 40 million bucks to the Democrats. And he was in business with the Ukrainians and the Ukrainian government, and they were sending money back to him. And strangely enough, the money that was sent by the Ukrainians to TFX or FTX, excuse me, FTX, was almost the same amount of money as he donated to the Democrats. A funny coincidence. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
In a sign that the agricultural sector is improving, ballot harvesting is at an all-time high.
Yes, it is. And it doesn't need any fertilizer except for the BS from the media telling you everything is on the level. And if you deny it, you're an insurrectionist.
Trump's not going to announce his presidency for 2024. He's going to announce that Trump University is going to be reopening.
This is a weak Chump Line today.
Here's the new Democrat 2024 campaign slogan. The cheating will continue until morale improves.
That's a better one. I like that. Again, National Review is telling us that there was no cheating, that everything was totally on the level, because the Republicans in Arizona won the state treasurer's race, so everything must have been totally above board.
Iramare, can you believe how quickly that FTX company sank? Iram, they did to crypto what all I did to Mary Jo.
Yeah, and you know what? Sam Bankman-Fried, for any number of reasons, is going to walk away from what he did, just like you did, Senator Kennedy.
Well, now that Prime Minister Winnie the Pooh has looked President Biden in the eyes, how much longer do you think Taiwan has?
Well, you know, sometimes you're better off with a total weakling. You can gain more than you could by just grabbing at something immediately. I'd say they're going to leave Taiwan alone because they don't want to disturb Biden. I mean, could you possibly have a weaker president in there? Except for maybe Kamala Harris, now that I think about it. So maybe they will invade. Who knows?
If Trump announces he's running for president in 2024 tonight, will the Democrats announce tonight how many votes that they've found for the 2024 election?
It's a little early for that, but I'm sure they're thinking ahead. They're going to have a conference, you know, like the AFL-CIO used to have the conference every winter in Bal Harbour, Florida. I'm sure the ballot harvesters have their own little meetings in a sunny place for shady people.
If we have an election that lasts longer than 12 hours, shouldn't we call a doctor?
Get it, the old ad? I agree, though. We should call a doctor, an election doctor.
I'm not worried about the crypto crash, Howie. I got my money tied up in Hunter Biden paintings.
Well, you need tangible assets, gold, silver, or Hunter Biden paintings.
Geez, and some of the pundits are saying the big thing in the midterm elections turned out to be abortion after all. What a shame none of the exit polls let you know how much that was carried as a woman's right to choose, or the more accurate Teddy Kennedy version, a man's right to abandon.
I still find it hard to believe that that abortion was a major issue. But then, you know, I mean, those people in New Hampshire that are calling in saying they don't know anyone who voted for Hassan, because I think the problem was, as the later texters and callers said, the problem wasn't Republicans abandoning Bolduc. It was Democrats who abandoned their nominee, who I can't even remember, to vote for Sununu, and then went back to vote for Hassan.
That's a night that the lights were now in Nevada. That's a night they screwed an innocent man. Do we have to hire some backwoods lawyer to find all the votes that are thrown in the can?
I like the song parody, but hiring a backwoods lawyer or an uptown lawyer isn't going to do Adam Laxalt any good, unfortunately, for all of us.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time each weekday. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you'd just like to hear a second Chump Line of the day, you can tune in to Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is where we put the messages we didn't have room for or time for in this Chump Line of the day. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. It's posted around 7 o'clock every weeknight. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
If we have an election that lasts longer than 12 hours, shouldn't we call a doctor?
Maybe we should call a prosecutor, too, and some cops with a lot of subpoenas. The economy has been unpredictable, and we all feel it. But now is not the time to forget our fallen heroes. Despite what is happening around us, we still have so many reasons to be a grateful nation. And in large part, we have our military and our veterans to thank for our liberties and our freedoms. National Wreaths Across America Day is Saturday, December 17th. You can join in the mission to remember our fallen heroes, honor those who currently serve and their families, and have the opportunity to teach younger generations the value of their freedoms. A $15 donation to Wreaths Across America sponsors a fresh, handmade balsam fir wreath from Maine with a single red bow. The circular wreath made with 10 balsam bouquets is a catalyst for unity, healing, and an expression of gratitude. What started with America's most hallowed ground at Arlington National Cemetery has grown to ceremonies at over 3,500 participating locations across the country and overseas. Please sponsor a veteran's wreath today and show your appreciation for our veterans. Go to wreathsacrossamerica.org. That's wreathsacrossamerica.org. Please donate now. I'm Howie Carr.
You might want to keep a close eye on your fried clams. Howie Carr returns after this.
Yum, yum, yum.
Either I'm dead right or I'm crazy.
You wouldn't care to put that to a vote, would you, Senator?
The Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
With the GOP majority... With the GOP in majority in the House, what is the most important issue they should investigate? Biden influence peddling, Fauci slash COVID, FBI corruption, or the southern border?
I'm still voting for Fauci and COVID.
Still in last place, 14%. tied for second, Biden influence peddling and FBI corruption at 23%, and the southern border is climbing still at 40%.
Wow. Okay. All right. 844-500-4242. Speaking of FBI corruption, though, let's play the cut of Christopher Wray today. He's with Representative Clay Higgins from Louisiana, Republican, obviously. And he's going back and forth with Christopher Wray. And again, remember, this is a guy who was appointed by President Trump to succeed James Comey, who was fired for just cause. And he was recommended by Chris Christie, who is now second-guessing Donald Trump at any chance he gets. And by the way, his weight reduction operation didn't seem to go very well from the pictures I see of him when he's on those Sunday morning shows. So anyway, here's about the FBI informants on January 6th. Before I read the stories in the New York Times, which again confirm stories that have been out for a year, but now they're in the public forum. They're in their public documents, court documents. The New York Times has decided that it can no longer cover them up. Cut 16.
Did the FBI have confidential human sources embedded within the January 6th protesters on January 6th of 2021?
Well, Congressman, as I'm sure you can appreciate, I have to be very careful about what I can say about when.
Even now, because that's what you told us 2 years ago.
May I finish? About when we do and do not, and where we have and have not used confidential human sources. But to the extent that there's a suggestion, for example, that the FBI's confidential human sources or FBI employees in some way instigated or orchestrated January 6th, that's categorically false.
Did you have confidential human sources?
Stop it there. So in other words, he's saying, I can't comment on your negative questions, but I'm just going to tell you right out that we didn't do anything wrong. So he can answer questions that aren't asked him, but he can't answer the questions that are asked him by a congressman under his authority, his statutory authority. Go ahead.
Sources dressed as Trump supporters inside the Capitol on January the 6th prior to the doors being open?
Again, I had to be very careful.
It should be a no. Can you not tell the American people no? We did not have confidential human sources dressed as Trump supporters positioned inside the Capitol.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
You should not read anything into my decision not to share information.
Director Ray,
confidential human
gentleman's
sources.
Time has expired.
He won't have the gavel much longer. That's Benny Thompson from Mississippi. So, you know, again, it's going to be a narrow margin, but at least Clay Higgins, come January, will be allowed to continue his line of questioning, even though that weasel, Christopher Wray, will not be answering the question. At least he didn't say he was fleeing on his FBI jet to go to his early Thanksgiving vacation in the Adirondacks at his family's nice summer cottage, which probably takes up about 50 acres. God. FBI head informants in Proud Boys, court paper suggests. This is the New York Times. The FBI had as many as 8 informants inside the far right Proud Boys in the months surrounding the storming of the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Recent court papers indicate, raising questions about how much federal investigators were able to learn about them from the attack both before and after it took place. The existence of the informants came to light over the past few days in a flurry of veiled court filings by defense lawyers for 5 members of the Proud Boys who are set to go on trial next month on seditious conspiracy charges connected to the Capitol attack. If they were Democrats, it would be called trespassing. They would have gotten a ticket. As it is, they want to throw them in jail for 5, 10, 15 years. The defense lawyers say that the information that the confidential sources had provided the government were improperly withheld by prosecutors until several days ago. Stop me if you've heard this story before. You know, how often have they done this? Exculpatory information not released by the feds? At least this isn't a secret court like the FISA court when they were concocting false information. The FBI was to get the authority to surveil Carter Page because he was working for Donald Trump. Lawyers for the Proud Boys have asked Judge Timothy Kelly, who was overseeing the case, to dismiss the indictment or at least delay the trial to give them more time to investigate the newly released exculpatory documents. The dispute about the Proud Boys' informants came on the heels of revelations that the FBI also had a well-placed source in the inner circle of Stuart Rhodes, the leader of the Oath Keepers militia, another group that took part in the Capitol disturbance. Last week, lawyers for Mr. Rhodes, we'll keep going with this, 844-500-4242. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So the last week, lawyers for Mr. Rhodes and four other oath keepers who were being tried on sedition charges planned to call the informant, Greg McWhirter, the group's former vice president, as a defense witness, believing his testimony would bolster their case. On the eve of his planned appearance, can you guess what happened? Mr. McWhirter had a heart attack and was unable to appear as a witness under oath. It's amazing how often that happens. I remember one time there was a guy in the organized crime unit, and he was being accused of all sorts of things, and he was going to meet with me and a reporter from the Globe. I was the reporter from the Herald, and there was a reporter from the Globe, and he was going to meet with us. And the reporter from the Globe and I, you know, we knew each other pretty well. We worked all weekend on questions. And then he got sick. I mean, obviously, it's not as serious as this. These guys are going to go to jail. We were just going to try to get stories out of it. But, I mean, how did they get away with this? You think if he was testifying against Antifa, he would be allowed to just take a slide and just take a heart attack? I'm coming, Elizabeth. I'm having the big one. Greg McWhirter pulled a Sanford and Son. I don't know. Maybe he was really sick. The lawyers have concerns why the informants were not able to give the government advanced warnings about the plans to storm the Capitol on January 6th, or to seemingly corroborate accusations after the fact that the groups conspired in plotting the attacks. Previous court papers have suggested that some Proud Boys were recruited by the FBI before the election to provide information about their adversaries in the leftist movement known as Antifa. Has the FBI ever indicted anyone from Antifa? I'm unfamiliar. I know we said that the California authorities put a transgender Antifa member in prison, got a conviction for attacking Trump supporters the day after the disturbance at the Capitol.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
That's Nikki. Nikki. I forget Nikki's real name. Lawyers for the Proud Boys have argued that the information the confidential sources provided to prosecutors appears to be exculpatory and could contradict the government's chief allegation in the case that their clients went to Washington on January 6th with a plan to storm the Capitol. You know, it was an insurrection, you know. That's why all these people left their weapons in Virginia. Because, you know, when you're planning to overthrow a government or anything, you're planning to overthrow a mob, you leave your weapons miles away, right? That's the way it works. Everybody does that. The notion of whether there was a predetermined plan to attack the Capitol or whether violence that erupted there on January 6th was more spontaneous will be one of the key disputes when the Proud Boys trial, now scheduled to start on December 12th, goes in front of a jury. To prove seditious conspiracy, prosecutors will have to prove that the defendants knowingly entered into an agreement to use force to stop the lawful transfer of power after the 2020 election. That seems like it's going to be very difficult to prove. However, I think this trial is being held in D.C. So, you know, can someone say kangaroo court? Can someone say star chamber? You know, they had the evidence clean on Michael Sussman, the former law partner of Mark Elias and Perkins Coie, who's been involved in changing all of these election laws to make mail-in ballots the law of the land in many states. 844-500-4242. Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
You know, while I was listening to the show on hold, I couldn't help but think, after hearing that last soundbite, what KJP wouldn't give to have a voice behind her saying, "The gentleman's time has expired." questions.
Well, Christopher Ray's not going to have that much longer, you know. That's the, you know, that's a good point, though, Tom.
The reason why I was calling is because on the topic of New Hampshire elections, I think I agree with the texter who said more Democrats went for Sununu than Republicans went for Hassan. But I think there's one other thing to consider. New Hampshire being a tax-free state, no sales tax, no income tax, and despite its New England weather, I think there's a lot of retirees in the state of New Hampshire. And the Hassan campaign ran a lot of ads the last 6 to 8 months leading up to the election about how Don Baldick was going to take away your Social Security. He was just going to end it outright, single-handedly.
How many times do you get to cry wolf, though, Tom, on that? That ad has been running, I think, my entire adult life. You know,
no one has
ever tried to end Social Security or Medicare.
No, but I do believe people vote with their wallet, and I think enough people were scared to say, you know, I might not like Hassan, but I definitely can't risk not having Social Security with my fixed income, especially during an inflationary period. There's a lot of things that come into play. It wasn't just Social Security. It wasn't just abortion. It wasn't just this or that, but you know, another thing that I point out, too, is same-day registration for vote here in New Hampshire. I can understand it for maybe the primary election, but not the general election. We should not have same-day registration for general elections in this state.
I agree. And again, I've talked about this before, but I asked Sununu this, and Trump has talked about this over and over again, just when I've seen him. And he's very concerned about same-day registration. He thinks the buses are coming up from Massachusetts, and we've tried to explain to him that it's mainly these students that are doing the same-day registrations. But, you know, I've asked Sununu about this, and he said we wanted to have a stronger prohibition of same-day registrations or stronger punishments, but we were afraid we would get sued by the usual suspects, i.e. the ACLU or some George Soros-type group. And it would be thrown out of court by an Obama or a Clinton judge in federal court. So he said they tried to keep it kind of bland. So I mean, they're not bland, but just you know, not that severe penalties. So I think, and I have no reason to doubt him on that. You know, again, he is a rhino. Sununu is a rhino, and you know, he's sucking up to these people like you know, the mainstream media, Jake Tapper et al. But I think there's something to that point that you want to get half a loaf is better than no loaf at all. Thanks for the call, Tom. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, the reason Republicans didn't do well is not the media, it's not mail-in ballots, it's not low-information voters. We did not field candidates that would appeal to independent voters, and I really wish.
You mean like John Fetterman?
Listen. That's
or Kathy Hochul. I mean, those were terrible candidates too.
But listen. The Democrats really played abortion, Trump, and January 6th, and they did a good job of it. And our candidates could not distance themselves enough for those. And like, that's why we didn't do well. And it's not, we got to just field better candidates. And I wish you would stop calling any candidate who can win a general election a rhino.
I don't call any candidate a rhino, but Chris Sununu is a rhino, isn't he?
No, he's not a rhino. He's a moderate Republican, and he can win elections, and he's there when we need him, and he's half a loaf. And I love half loaves because I'm tired of having leftist ideologues in like Maura Healey as a governor.
Well, you know, in that case, we needed a rhino rather than a perennial loser who didn't even campaign like Jeff Deal. You needed Chris Doty in there, and that was the mistake.
Howie, I voted for Chris Doty. I love Jeff Deal. I like them both. I agree with you 100%. Jeff Doty had a much better chance of winning.
Chris Doty, you mean? Chris Doty.
Chris Doty, yes.
Yeah, they're very. I know. I understand you mix them up, but it's hard. I've never heard anyone do that. All right. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm just looking here for talk about it, insane. Now, where is the fact checker here for any of the Democrat organs? This is Sunny Hostin on The View. Listen to this insane claim that she makes. Cut nine.
They delivered key wins for the Democrats. Younger voters aged 18 to 29, which, by the way, now the Republicans want to raise the voting to age 28. Younger voters were the only voter group by age to overwhelmingly support Democrats in the midterm.
What the hell is she talking about? By the way, there's a survey out today from Fox saying that younger people, over half of the people, and I think it's called Gen Z, are still living at home because they can't afford to leave because the economy is so bad. And most of them think the economy is going to keep getting worse. So why did they vote for Democrats? Can someone tell me that? I mean, again, I know, not low-info voters. These are no-info voters. That's the only reason that someone who's living at home at the age of 25 or 30 would be voting for Democrats and voting for more of the same. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Howie. I just was on a flight back and forth to Washington, and the person next to me was from New Hampshire, and they're losing their three-generation business because of the economy. And I thought for sure she had voted Republican. And I said, it's too bad the results in New Hampshire. She said, what are you talking about? I could not possibly vote for the Republicans. I said, why? She said, because I can't stand Trump. I said, Trump wasn't even on the ballot. She said that she just could not stand the man and didn't want anything to do with him, even coming close to being in power again. I said, so you don't mind paying $7 for oil and gas? She said, no, I can afford it. I said, well, what about all your neighbors that can't? Oh, we'll take care of them. It's no big deal. The government will step in and make sure they're okay.
And then with the government steps in and prints some more money, pretty soon it'll be $10 a gallon instead of $7 a gallon. Then what's the government? The government will have to step in again. Do they not understand this? Do they not understand economics? Do they not understand what happened in Weimar Germany or Juan Perón's Argentina or Zimbabwe under Robert Mugabe? I mean, this is not like it's a one-off situation in world history, is it, Rick?
No, and what about the $100 trillion of Social Security and Medicare that we owe to the future generations that aren't going to be there? I mean, that's not even on the books right now. So we're talking about deficit. That's a huge deficit that no one even talks about.
Ugh. It's depressing sometimes, isn't it, Rick, to talk to some of these people?
It really is. It is. And now that we lost, 18 million workers that were supposed to be paying in to Social Security and Medicare for the last 3 years?
Yeah.
Because of COVID, they're off. So we've lost 3 years of those payments. That's going to only...
Right.
Rapidly,
and a lot of them aren't coming back because they've gotten used to being on welfare. I mean, that's I keep thinking, if you talk about addictive drugs, heroin, nicotine, alcohol, being on the dole, I think could be the most addictive drug of all. Just judging from what's happened over the last 2 or 3 years. I mean, I've seen it all my life, but I never seen it as widespread as it is. It was just kind of like restricted to the hackorama before. Now, nobody wants to work. I mean, that's what Elon Musk is running into with Twitter. They're so angry at him for wanting him, he wants to make them work. Thanks for the call, Rick. Biden is still the president, speaking of problems. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally may be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets, and that doesn't mean cryptocurrency, as you've seen in the headlines over the last few days. Now Moscow has lobbed a few bombs into Poland. That's a NATO country. Who knows what's going to happen next? In times of political crisis like this, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-a-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst predicts $15,000 in just 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for more than 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with Consumer Affairs and Retirement Living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500 or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
Marty Walsh, the Secretary of Labor, former mayor of the city of Boston. Here he is in Chicago talking about the root causes of crime. If your blood pressure isn't high enough already, listen to this.
Because when people talk about crime in communities in America, they talk about crime, but they don't talk about the root cause of crime. The root cause of crime is poverty, lack of education, lack of opportunity, lack of choices, lack of help. And that's what we can do right here in the city of Chicago and all across America. So, Madam Mayor, thank you very much for having us today.
As Dapper O'Neill would say, it's enough to make you want to throw up on TV. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
All right, that was Marty Walsh. You know, during the Depression, Howie, there was people without a lot of stuff too. So I'm tired of them blaming everything on poverty. But Howie, Donald Trump was spied on. And Admiral Mike Rogers, Obama's NSA, the head of the NSA, told him he's being spied on. Then there's a false dossier, false charges against him brought up in court. And are people okay with that? Is that okay that that happened to an American citizen, that he was treated that way? Nixon wasn't treated that way. And look what happened to Nixon, Howie. There's this double standard. Democrats voted on abortion, and right now they voted to how babies being chopped in the womb. And this whole thing about voting, I had lost a cell phone, Howie. I had to go to Florida. My cell phone was tracked 10 states. They knew at any point during that transit from...
Yeah, no, I know. I know what you're saying. Thanks for the call, David. Tim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Howie. I tuned in a little bit late, but the little bit of the show that I heard, it seemed like you were kind of turning on Trump a little bit. Is that true?
No, I'm not. I want to win the election. That's all. I'm not turning on Trump. I'll be watching tonight.
Okay, but DeSantis hasn't announced yet, you know, and
I understand.
I think it's a little premature to step.
Well, I mean, isn't it premature for Trump to be attacking him like he is?
Well, that's Donald Trump's style, you know. I mean, it's
well, so you want a double standard here? I mean, again, I'm not looking for a fight here, but I mean, if you can't bring up DeSantis because he's not running, why is Trump bringing him up?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think that's Trump's style. My fear is that DeSantis doesn't run, and I'm a DeSantis supporter. But if people start backing away from
fear
Trump,
not.
You're going to have Baker or Romney in there.
Fear not Charlie Baker or Mitt Romney. That's not going to happen. Thanks, Tim. I'm Howie Carr.